Down to Jordan, hands it back. Driving hard, Williams had the ball knocked away from behind. Scoop back up, Feliz crosses over, driving in, kicks to the corner to Delsumu, and now Williams behind the back bounce to Kane. Six to shoot, he travels.
That's
good
great.
Defensive
That's
set.
Great defense by the Cats there.
So I've been looking forward to this all day, maybe yesterday too. That shriek that you just heard there is from, I'm going to say, the greatest Northwestern fan in the history of Wildcat athletics. You have any problem with that, Harry Tynowitz?
I do not.
Emily Harriet is in studio with us. She is elite. She is the president of Northwestern's Wild Side, which is the athletic program's official student section. Emily, thank you so much for coming into WGN Radio. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me. This is so cool.
Have you ever heard your shriek on the radio like you just did right there?
Well, I did about 2 seconds ago, but other than that, no.
Emily, it is so impressive to get into Northwestern. You are a double major with two heavy-duty courses, subjects that you're majoring in.
Come on. It's only neuroscience and communication sciences and disorders. I'd crush that.
Yet people refer to you as the shrieker. Do you yep. like that? Do you care?
I just think it's funny. I mean, I've been doing this for 3.5 years, and for the first 2 years, it was like nobody really said anything. It was just kind of like this thing that I did. My parents heard it on TV sometimes. They thought it was funny, but it wasn't really a thing until Teddy wrote his article. And then it kind of blew up last year, and then, as you guys know, really blew up this year. And so, I mean, I just think it's funny that I have that kind of moniker. I don't know.
So they came to you after last game and said, "Hey, Emily, we love you. You're one of our greatest fans." You go to men's basketball. What else do you go to?
All of them.
Men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Soccer?
Yep.
Lacrosse?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So you're a hero on campus, but then they got to come up to you and say, "Hey, radio and TV are complaining." Like, what was the conversation?
It wasn't really. I was just kind of like, "Hey, any chance you can, stop screaming?" And I was kind of like, "Oh, okay, I guess I can stop." And then I stopped.
Do you think if this were not a student that they would have approached, if it were me, if it were a teenager, if it were somebody that had nothing to do with the university, would they have gone up to them and said, "Hey, you can't shriek like that"?
Potentially. I've met a couple people just like randomly at games who have, like, just random fans, season ticket holder, I have no idea. But just random people who have told me that like they've been asked to pipe down by security. I've never had security ask me to pipe down.
I get to sit at the scores table and do halftime with Dave Bennett and Joey Meyer, and I would hear you, but I like never knew where it was coming from. Like that, you had to be pointed out. It was so beautifully orchestrated by you that it would echo all over the place. To me, it was not obvious where you were at all. And then like they pointed out, I'm like, "Oh, there she is," and I'm seeing you, like, you're totally into the game. You're texting him, when people go to the foul line. You're having communication with everyone. I mean, you just look like you're having a great time. Like, where did the Northwestern fandom come from? Why are you such a diehard?
Well, Northwestern is an absolutely incredible place to be, and our athletic department, our athletic program, our athletic teams are amazing. I mean, look at the athletic success we've had in the last couple of years, especially when I've been here. I mean, you can't just not get excited. It's amazing, and I'm so lucky to be here.
So were you there when Nate Taphorn threw the long pass to...
Oh, yeah, I was there. I was actually dressed up as the left shark. You can see me in the highlight reels.
I was at that game. So have you always been a shrieker? Like, when you opened up the letter that said you were accepted at Northwestern, did a shriek occur?
No, I just cried and then fell off my chair.
Why did you want to be a Wildcat? Like, how was that, like, a lifelong dream for you?
Since about sixth grade, I've wanted to be a Wildcat. This school is just amazing. There's so many cool, passionate people here to meet and learn from. And then, like I said, our athletic teams are awesome. I mean, academics, athletics, you can't ask for much more.
Well, do you think the shrieking will have any effect on what happens in your career?
I certainly hope not.
But I mean, it could be a positive.
I think it's a positive.
I hear you talking about this school, which came to you and said, "We don't want you to behave the way that you're behaving," and you're raving about them.
Well, there was, I don't even think I would call it behaving. They just were like, will you please just, you know, they're, you know, calm it down, because it's impacting some the broadcast. But I think they love the way you quote unquote behave. That's how I hear it. I don't know. How do you hear it?
I mean, there's that kind of quote that's been going around since Teddy's first article, like, hate the shriek, love the shrieker, or something like that. And so I'd like to think, you know, the general fandom and energy that I would bring to a game, people appreciate. The shriek, I mean, I guess not so much.
Depends where you're at.
90% of the basketball games in America, college, pro, they have something on the scoreboard about, let's hear it, fans. You don't need any prompting.
No, I just kind of watch for when we are on defense, or especially when the opposing team is shooting free throws.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite player?
Yes.
Who's your favorite player?
Past or present?
Well, let's do current.
Okay. My favorite player right now is Vic Law.
Why Vic?
I just think his story is incredible. You know, how he was, you know, recruited, and then Chris Collins was like, yeah, like, let's do this thing. And he was like, yeah, let's do this thing. And then he's here, and he's just such an impact player, but he's just a great leader. So I've heard, in the locker room as well. And I just think he's a great guy.
Do any of the basketball players, like, do they show their appreciation for you? Like, hey, you'll give you a little high five. I don't, because when they do win games, at least they used to. I haven't seen that this year, where they walk around the court and give everybody a high five. They haven't done that this year, have they?
No, I believe it's because the setup's a little different, and they're people sitting in front of the student section. So it's kind of hard to get back there.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there are, you know, high fives all around at Allstate last year, and then Old Welsh Ryan.
From where did you, so when they went to the big dance a couple years ago, well, from where did you watch those games, and were you a shrieking?
Oh, I was in Salt Lake City.
You went?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely did. I wasn't going to miss the first time we made it to the big dance. I was there.
The greatest. Love it. So they beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Explain the emotion. Did you cry?
Oh, absolutely.
You did, right?
Yep.
Full tears.
Oh, absolutely.
Almost going to start crying now thinking about it.
And Gonzaga, that guy's hand was through the basket. They should not have counted.
Oh, my goodness. That just made me so mad. Like, people were ready to, like, throw things onto the, like, arena floor. I was just shocked.
How long did that loss stay with you?
It's still here. We're still mad.
As president of the Northwestern student section, what are your responsibilities?
So I do a lot of things. It's a lot of fun. There's, you know, something new to do every day. I do everything from talk to the athletic department to kind of set up, like, giveaways and events. I coordinate our social media along with our, like, social media person. She's a star. I will help brainstorm, like, new fun things to do during games, whether it be, like, free throw distractions or buying a Left Shark costume or, you know, just kind of, like, anything that relates to the student game day experience or the students creating a home court advantage or home field advantage, that I probably has something to do with me.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like
to... You know, she's sort of grown up.
I understand.
Oh, no, I'm not grown up. When I grow up and I'm a real adult, I would love to study child language disorders to ideally cure or have an earlier diagnosis process for something like dyslexia or people with language disorders.
Wow. That's
terrific. And would you like to stay here, or you're from Jersey? Do you want to go back to the East Coast?
I am from Jersey and very proud of it. But I do also love the Chicago area. Honestly, I just think wherever a nice job is, I will go there.
I'm telling you, this is the stuff that employers like.
Of course.
You know, this is the stuff that she was not only the president of the student section, and she's, you know, got passion, she wears it on her sleeve, but that you were the shrieker and that you dealt with this. You know, a lot of people could have complained. No, there's stuff in the internet that law firms have called you and said you should sue.
Yeah.
And what was your response?
I was actually kind of surprised. I never really thought about that angle. To me, it was just kind of like, I did this thing. They told me to stop. I said, okay. And, like, that was just kind of how I saw it.
Right. That's all it is.
And then people on Twitter started talking about, First Amendment rights. A couple of my friends said something. And I was just like, wow, I never really thought about that. Maybe that's a thing. I don't really know. My degree is not in anything related to law, so I have no idea. It's fine.
You just feel like you're being a part of this. This is what the team wants you to do, and you're on board. That's all, right? Am I hearing it that way?
I mean, I don't know if it's the team or not. Like, I truly have no idea. But if, you know, somebody told me to do that, then sure.
Right, but like Team Northwestern, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's kind of how I'm taking your you took the coaching or whatever the request, like, you know, hey, okay, if that's what you want, you know, I'm here to support Northwestern, and that's what you want me to do, I'll do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the biggest Northwestern fan I can think of is Pat Fitzgerald. Have you met Fitz?
I met him once, and it was probably one of the greatest days of my life.
What was the meeting like?
So a couple years ago, we were doing this like kind of football fan of the game thing where you would they would pick a student and you would go down to the field like 3 hours before kickoff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you would get watch, like, you know, the team come in. I'm sure you guys have seen it. And then you would get to go down to the field. And as soon as Coach Fitzgerald came out of the locker room, you would get to meet him. He would shake your hand, probably say something about your high school because you probably recruited somebody from there. He would shake your hand, and then you guys would take a photo together, and he would sign a football for you. And he did all those things with me, and that picture is on my wall. Aww. And the football is on my dresser, and it was wonderful.
What's your favorite sport?
I like to watch, to play.
Let's go both.
Okay. To watch, I would probably say college basketball or Major League Baseball. Uh-huh. It depends on college or majors.
And have you become a Cubs or White Sox fan, or are you still like cheering for Yankees or Mets?
I was born and bred a Yankee fan. My dad, my dad and my mom and my whole family forever has been Yankee fans. But being here, especially when they won the World Series, I feel like I kind of, you know, bandwagon the Cubs a little bit.
It's okay. You're allowed to jump on. That's totally normal. Northwestern and the Cubs have always had some weird connection because they're both underdogs. Because
they both spent a lot of time not winning.
Right, exactly. So you told a story before we came on air about how you got to Northwestern and why you wanted to go there. Can you tell that again? Because it's really awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks. So basically in sixth grade, which in New Jersey where I'm from is about middle school, I realized that I was, you know, taking some accelerated classes and I wasn't, you know, I was kind of like, all right, that's fun and school is fun, I guess. But like, you know, do I really have to do this to get where I want to go? And so I knew I wanted to do something like major in something related to speech therapy. You know, I thought brains are really cool. I really like science. So I hopped on Google and I looked for like one of those like college search match things. And I found one and I put in every single thing I could think of, from size to location to academic programs. Athletics obviously had to be in there, everything like that. And one school popped up, and you can probably guess which one it was.
So as a sixth grader, you had this dream, and you, like, I just think it's awesome. You sat down, all right, let's see what I got to do here. And then you saw, oh, my God, it's Northwestern. And then you realized you had to work that hard to get in, and you got yourself in.
Yeah, those SAT, ACT, GPA didn't really mean much to me at the time. But then, you know, once I figured out what that meant, it was like, ah, shoot, that's a lot. But I, you know, did my best in high school and am so lucky to have gotten an early decision.
You play sports in high school?
I ran cross country and track, and I'm also an Irish dancer.
I don't know how you get the energy to do
Irish
that.
Irish dancer? That so do you like Antonio Brown's touchdown celebration?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah. So you could do that right now.
That went viral.
That did go viral. So if I were, you know, a high school senior and I was debating between colleges, what would you tell me is the reason I should attend Northwestern University?
Northwestern has absolutely everything you could ever want. You have like passionate students to meet who are always excited to meet new people and have new experiences. You're not in Chicago, which like I'm not like I like cities, but I wouldn't really want to like live in one per se. So you're like near a city, but you're not in a city, but you still have everything it has to offer. I mean, I don't really even have to talk about the athletics. We all know they're wonderful.
So did you consider being Willie the Wildcat? How does that work?
I did, but I'm too short.
Oh. So you actually
there's your lawsuit.
So you tried to be Willie. They're like, yeah, no. How tall do you have to be Willie?
I didn't really talk to anybody. I just saw something on the internet, and it was like, you can try out to be Willie. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. So I looked at it, but then I saw the height requirement was like, I think maybe 5'6 at the time. I don't really know, but right. I'm not 5'6 as right. much as I aspire to be.
Right, right. Well, that's in your future.
So this is probably inappropriate, but I'm shocked I haven't asked an inappropriate question yet. Has this helped your social life, or has it hurt it? Being the shrieker.
I would say it helps. At the game on Sunday, the basketball game on Sunday, some woman came up to me and asked me to stop screaming, and one of my friends stepped in front of me to like to talk to her and said, go away, she's going to do what she wants, and then that was pretty much it, and the girl like ran away.
Have you read like these Twitter comments of people like, oh, sir, come on, stop. Have you read this stuff, or are you staying away?
Oh, I've definitely read the Twitter comments. I have laughed at most of them because they're very funny. I do appreciate the ones where there's somebody said something on Facebook, I think, and somebody wrote some comment like, oh, you know, she's terrible, you know, she's so obnoxious, whatever. And then somebody else commented to that and said, did you read the article? Like, she sounds wonderful. And I was like, oh, thanks.
How many Twitter followers did you have before the article, and how many do you have now?
So before the article, I had about 240, mm-hmm. And now I'm at like 312.
Oh, we can get you up higher. What is your Twitter handle?
It is at EmilyH107.
EmilyH107.
All right. So where to from here? What's the plan? I'm assuming that you didn't think that you would be. I mean, I saw you yesterday. Channel 7's coming out. Dion Miller's talking to you. I'm chasing Teddy Greenstein to get your phone number to get you in here today. You were invited as a VIP to the Goose Island field goal kicking thing today. I mean, it's kind of amazing what's happened here, right?
Oh, it's incredible. This is absolutely wild. Like, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she was like, did you ever think this was going to happen? And I was like, absolutely not. And I said the same thing to Teddy.
Right. Well, I think people are just attracted to, like, who you are, just your energy, all of it's great. And then you got in front of people in just a very odd way. But it's cool how you're representing yourself. So congrats. And to your parents, and to Northwestern, and to everybody, and to you, Harry.
Yeah. Now, do you think if Northwestern were, like, undefeated, or leading the Big Ten, if they were having a better season, do you think this would be getting as much attention?
I actually have no idea. That's a very good question.
Oh, I was due.
As we have to go to break here, can we, like, I think we need to get a shriek on the way out here. What do you think? Like, is that too intimidating to do that right now?
No, I'm happy to do it. Oh, you're talking to her.
Yeah. I was thinking, Emily, you're we'll do the on a podcast. So just get like a little step back, and as we go to break, we're gonna get a good shriek coming down in 3, 2, 1. And I just turned off the mic, just turned off as an echo through the studio. Emily, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for
Wait, hold on, you're putting your mic back on. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Go Cats.
Always go Cats.
720 WGN.